Lesson 2F.
Solving crime. Carrying out experiments is common practice in universities, but teachers from Newcastle University were amused to discover that they had been the subjects of a secret test. Dr. Melissa Bateson, a psychologist, wanted to find out if she could change her colleagues' behaviour when it came to paying for their hot drinks. Teachers were expected to put money in a box in the staff room, but nobody controlled how much money each teacher gave. Dr. Bateson put a large picture of some flowers on the wall behind the box for a few weeks, and then replaced it with one of a picture of a pair of human eyes. At the end of the experiment, Dr. Bateson found that teachers paid almost three times more for their drinks when the picture of the eyes was on the wall. Dr. Bateson concluded that we are programmed to respond to eyes, even pictures of eyes, and believed that her posters could help combat crime. A few years later, another experiment at Newcastle University proved this to be true. The experiment involved one of the items most vulnerable to theft that students possess, bicycles. Three posters were made with a warning sentence under the image of a pair of eyes. It said, "Cycle thieves, we are watching you." Amazingly, the crime rate for bicycle theft fell by an incredible 62% in the places where the posters were displayed. The police and transport authorities quickly became interested in Dr. Bateson's research, and they have since used posters of hostile pairs of eyes in their crime prevention campaigns. During the 1960s and 70s, industrialised countries suffered an incredible crime wave, and violent crimes such as muggings, rape and murder increased at an alarming rate. What is more, experts told worried politicians to expect it to get worse. Only it didn't. Instead, it got much, much better. In the 1990s, crime started to fall dramatically, and today it is down by almost 50% across the industrialised world and continues to fall. The big question, of course, is why. Triumphant politicians will tell you that their policies have cut crime, but the fact that the crime wave started and ended at approximately the same time in so many different countries makes this unlikely. However, something did coincide exactly with a rise and fall in crime in all these places: the use and subsequent prohibition of tetraethyl lead in petrol. It has been known for years that lead is a poison that can cause aggressive behaviour, but it is only now that the experts are realising how great the dangerous chemical's responsibility for crime is. Countries that still use leaded petrol are being urged to stop using it to help improve health and crime prevention. It's a well-known fact that the brighter city streets are at night, the less dangerous they are. However, despite helping uneasy city residents feel safer, the light produced by street lamps is considered ugly. As a result, in an effort to make the Scottish city of Glasgow more attractive at night, the local council decided to replace the typical yellow lighting in one of the city's main shopping areas, Buchanan Street, with street lamps that produced blue light. The new lights were an instant success, and in more ways than the council had expected. Not only were the citizens of Glasgow content with the changes, but some of them were also behaving much better. After the installation of the new lights, the local police felt that thieves were committing fewer crimes in Buchanan Street. A quick check of the statistics proved that the number of recorded crimes had fallen, especially petty crimes such as pickpocketing and bag snatching. Was it a coincidence? Not according to some psychologists. They claim that blue is a calming colour and reduces people's levels of stress and aggression. Whatever the reason, it seems that blue lighting does deter crime, and it has created interest abroad. Blue lighting has now been installed in many neighbourhoods in Japan, and they have seen crime fall at a similar rate as in Glasgow.